AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is talking about the weekend operation that brought deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to the U.S.
Caracas. There's no electricity. It's not a, the only people with lights were the people that had candles. It was just off. So we sort of got him a little by surprise. But it was a brilliant, it was brilliant tactically. It was an incredible thing. But
the president says it's another sign of American power.
It's a fearsome military on planet Earth, and it's not even close. You know, I've been saying it for a long time. Nobody can take us. Nobody. We don't want to have it. We don't want to have a discussion, but you read all and you see everything else. Nobody could have done that. Nobody has our weapons. Nobody has the quality of our weapons.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio and other top officials briefed leaders in Congress on the military operation in Venezuela. House Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters he doesn't expect the U.S. to deploy troops to Venezuela, emphasizing U.S. actions there are not regime change operations. A new poll shows what Americans think about Venezuela.
There are a few signs that President Donald Trump supporters wanted the United States to become more involved in foreign conflicts, even as many Republicans are showing an initial support for his military strike in Venezuela. That's according to a recent AP NORC poll. Polling found that many Americans want the U.S. government to focus in 2026 on domestic issues like healthcare and high costs rather than foreign policy issues. Meanwhile, polling conducted in the aftermath of the military operation that captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro suggests many Americans are unconvinced that the U.S. should step in to take control of the country. Hiya Panjwani, Washington.
Several European leaders pushed back today on President Trump's comments seeking an American takeover of Greenland. The leaders issued a statement reaffirming the strategic mineral-rich Arctic island belongs to its people. This is AP News. Snow, ice, and freezing temperatures have hit parts of Europe,
causing chaos. Treacherous conditions have left at least five people dead in France and forced the cancellation of hundreds of flights. Authorities in southwestern France reported three deaths, while two more were killed around Paris. In the Netherlands, Amsterdam's international airport grounded about 400 flights, while Rome's faced weeks of rain, affecting Pope Leo's Epiphany blessing, and Britain's enduring a cold snap, disrupting travel and closing schools. The Balkans also face severe weather, with heavy snow and rain causing traffic and power issues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Indonesian rescuers recovered a third body today from a tour boat that sank during a Christmas holiday trip, leaving two sons of a Spanish soccer coach, Fernando Martin, still missing. Martin drowned. His wife and one child, along with the four crew members and the guide, were rescued in the hours following the incident. The boat sank. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.